You got to have a certain kind of persona, though, to be in them woods fucking with them animals and shit, boy. That's their home. You know what I mean? You have to be knowing what you're doing, because you might fuck around and something grab your ass. You got to have a look about you, right? I mean, you know, if you look like Leon Speaks, then you could get away with that shit. No, because Leon could chase some of that shit out them woods. Right, them mountain lions and shit. You see the smile on that motherfucker, man? I hope Brother Leon ain't here tonight to hear that shit. Leon, boy. Now, that's another nigga have bad luck be fucking with him, dude. Right, Leon be walking down the street, bad luck.
Leon, huh? What you want to do, freak a diggy?
Leon, brother, got a lot of heart, though. Really has. You know, gave Ali another shot at the title and shit. And they didn't want him to. Makes me feel good when that happens. Really. Because to me, I don't think nobody else can beat that young nigga. Myself, because Ali didn't really beat him up. You know, he just beat him off him. Because that nigga ain't been hurt. He don't know nothing about the pain. Now, Leon was trying to get the champ. The champ was cool, too, right? Every time Leon starts some shit, Ollie would grab his ass. Ollie said, not here, nigga, not tonight. No, Lord, every time you start some shit, I'm going to grab your ass just like this here. Because I got to have it this evening. So now I'm going to let you go. Take that with you.
I ain't got nothing to lose. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no tifas. And I definitely ain't got no driver's license. So what can the fuck can you do to me? Freaky deaky.
Only thing about it, I don't like to hear what white people be saying. He dumb, ain't he? And niggas be agreeing with them. No, that's what tickles me. Be happy for any nigga doing anything. Right, because ain't nobody ever said the heavyweight champion had to be no entomologist anyway. Right, they say, Leon, what do you do?
I knock motherfuckers out.
That's all he got to do. Ali, man, is awesome. A nigga, I was in a benefit with him just for fun boxing, and just to get in the ring with a nigga, your heart go, uh-huh. No, because something make you say, you know, I'm in this motherfucking ring and shit, and does everybody know this is for fun? You know, because the nigga be fucking with you, right? As soon as you get in the ring, Ali be talking about. I said, wait a minute, does this nigga know this is a benefit? He ain't supposed to hit my ass up in this motherfucker. And the nigga is so fast, you don't see his punches till they coming back. That's all you see, right? In your mind be saying,
wait a minute now. There was some shit in my face a minute ago. I know that.
Ali came out, man. He threw about 8 punches, about a quarter inch from my nose. He said, brrr. I said, shit. And I was happy to be in the ring with the champ. You know what I mean? It was really nice. But my mind kept saying, I said, what happened if this nigga had one of them Joe Frazier flashbacks? You know what I mean? He might go,
round 11, Joe Frazier.
And it'd give me brain damage for life, right? I mean,